Chapter 4, Part 1. Why you are in debt. In the previous chapter, we introduced you to what credit and debt are. We also explained a bit about how good and bad credit works. Finally, you learned how to understand your debt and to get a handle on it. In this section, you'll learn a lot more about where to look when you need to find out how much you owe in debt. Additionally, we teach you a little about some common debt traps, as well as about how having a lot of debt can affect you. Finally, you'll get a more in-depth look at how debt works, the pitfalls that come with it, and some traps that those who are heavily in debt fall into. How to find out who you owe money to. If you've ever had an experience where you looked at your check register or bank statement and thought, "Where does my money go?" then you are not alone. While plastic money makes getting through the line at Starbucks or paying bills easier, it also comes with its share of drawbacks. Very often, it's easy to forget you're spending money when you pay with plastic because you don't see your money disappearing. Dealing mostly with plastic money causes a disconnect between us and our cash because we are not exchanging physical money. When you buy something at the store with cash, you give the merchant cash in exchange for your item. However, if you pay with your credit card, you give the merchant your card, who subsequently gives you your card and the item you just purchased back. You don't see the exchange. This tricks your mind into thinking that you have more money than you do because your payment, a credit card in this case, doesn't disappear from your wallet like cash does. This psychological trick is one of the reasons you, and millions of others like you, have trouble with debt. This section's goal is to help you understand how to take control of financial mind tricks like this so that you don't resort to debt. Below, you'll find out how much debt you have. Once you gather up this information, put it together in one place. This will help you stay organized as you work on getting out of debt. Your credit report. Checking your credit score is simple these days. You can go to websites to find out what your credit score is. Learning how to check your credit and to eventually boost your credit score is more important than ever. Not only does a good credit score help you buy a car or rent an apartment, it may also help you get a job or prevent you from landing one, depending on how good your credit score is. More and more employers today will check your credit score when you're applying for a job.